This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all just stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're you'll see in a second, that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Now, many of you know, I hope, I'm just thinking here, I hope you know what tonight is. Right, I mean, for those of you that have been, you know, you're Trump people, you love Trump, you want to hear, and even if you don't, the president is still speaking tonight. This shouldn't be an issue for you. Here, let me, at least I'll put it up on the screen while I'm talking. You can have both of us, see? Come on, you have the best of both worlds. You got me, and you got Trump. I mean, what else could you want? Why are you laughing? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do really mean that sincerely. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Some of you are like, well, if we wanted to watch him, we'd be over there watching him. Well, you can watch him, and you can listen to me at the same time. But I do appreciate, I really do appreciate you guys. You know, seriously, whoops, how'd that happen? I want to thank you for being part of the solution here. Corey Duncan will join us after the break. I'm sure he'll have a lot to say about what's been going on, what's going on tonight. I would love to listen to his speech, but I got you guys here.
I'll listen to it for you.
What's that?
I'll listen for you.
You'll listen to it for me. Well, thank you. I'm glad somebody will listen to it for me. Right? So, you know, I love today as you listen. By the way, I should probably do it the right way, huh? You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, introduces a President Trump, I will switch to that for a moment because I want you to hear all the boos. Did we boo Obama? Did the Republicans in Congress boo Obama? I don't remember that happen. Right? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. All right. So, what was the first state of the union address? And did you even need one, really? I mean, seriously, there were only a couple of states. If you want to know what's going on, you could probably walk over and find out. And, you know, Trump is delivering, obviously, his first State of the Union address. Last year, they simply had a joint session of Congress, you know, to talk about...
push their video button.
What? Oh, they probably want to see what's going on. Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's radio, you know.
I know. Not on Facebook.
I know. First State of the Union address. You know who gave it? Where it was? Seriously. Guess what? It was George Washington. He wrote a couple of notes on a piece of paper and spoke and addressed the Congress, if you would. Talked to them about, you know, what he was looking forward to doing.
Get ready. Here comes Ryan.
Here he comes.
Mm-hmm.
Are we sure? Do we have to? Well, let me know. You think he's doing it now? Here he goes. Let's see. Oh, I just turned it on and find out, huh? Probably turn the volume on. That would help, too. No, that's for me, not him. They saw me coming. We'll take a minute. Listen.
Mr. Speaker, Mr. Vice President, members of Congress, First Lady of the United States, and my fellow Americans. Less than 1 year has passed since I first stood at this podium in this majestic chamber to speak on behalf of the American people and to address their concerns, their hopes, and their dreams. That night, our new administration had already taken very swift action. A new tide of optimism was already sweeping across our land.
Perfect. I should do it. I should do this right off the system itself. It probably works better that way.
Over the last year, we have made incredible progress and achieved extraordinary success. We have faced challenges we expected and others we could never have imagined. We have shared in the heights of victory and the pains of hardship. We have endured floods and fires and storms. But through it all, we have seen the beauty of America's soul and the steel in America's spine. Each test has forged new American heroes to remind us who we are and show us what we can be.
Okay, we'll hear more of this later on because Corey Duncan's going to join me. And, you know, I know he's going to go through some of the stuff that the president's saying. But I want to talk to you about a couple of things. If you want, I could put it up, you can watch. But that's just a tease, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So George Washington delivered the first regular annual message before a joint session of Congress on January 8, 1790 in New York City. That was the provisional U.S. Capitol. Thomas Jefferson discontinued the practice of delivering the address in person because it was too monarchical, he said. Well, it was like somebody was speaking from the throne. Boy, they were still raw, weren't they? I'm Joe Mastin, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mastin here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mastin. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 855-715-7311, 855-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com. Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
The one you want me to connect to.
No, just stay like this now. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-557. Put the boogie shoes off. Take them off. And sit down. Apparently you can't sit in your chair when that music comes on. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Because you need to be part of the conversation. Seriously. You know, I'm already watching Facebook. And the guys on the left, the people, the guys, you can't call them guys. They're nut jobs. The nut jobs on the left have already lost their mind. Okay? There are, one lady says, I loved it. She put up a little post to me and she goes, I'm not going to watch this guy. I'm not going to watch all this fake stuff coming out of his mouth, especially someone who reads from a teleprompter. And I'm thinking, all I did to send her into orbit was right. Well, didn't Obama use a teleprompter all the time? I don't think he ever gave a speech off the cuff. Because if he did, most of the speech was, you know what I'm saying? Come on, you know that's true. Anyway, I'm Joe Massey, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week. He's our teed-off black conservative from Texas. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure, Joe P. Thank you.
Well, all right, so let's talk about this, okay? You've got the president's speech. He's a State of the Union address. This has been done forever. We stood there and listened to Mr. Oblamo give the speech. 7 years. I have 7 throw-up buckets that I put together over the years. And they can't be bothered to be there, right? The Black Caucus especially, what was there, 11 of them, decided that they weren't going to be there because this president's done nothing for the black community. But I don't think the last one did either, did he?
Well, once again, I want to thank you for allowing me to appear and thank everyone for supporting all podcasts and broadcasts. Okay, yeah, I mean, this is an irrelevant, minute point to make. The black caucus and the NAACP and people like that, they want to continue to say anything they want to say about President Trump. President Trump has done more for minorities, for this country, for black folks. He's making sure that the unemployment rate is the lowest since since Bill Clinton, from what I heard, or whatever like that. I had to do some more checking on that. But the thing of it is that the fact that it doesn't matter what he does, they're not going to outline it. They're not going to show any, you know, they're not going to, you know, I said this earlier on my show, Straight Talk, with Mad Black Conservative Corey Duncan at 7 o'clock. I had our guest Anna Mega on, and we were talking about the same thing. They're not going to allow him to have any kind. I mean, you know, this was Barack, or we would be standing on chairs. They would have the Budweiser band outside with the Clarksdales. But when it comes to Donald Trump, they don't want to give him any credit for anything he does. And it doesn't matter if it's coming from the black folks we're not worried about, because we already understand what that is. But nobody has answered the question of why your black leaders that live in these predominantly black cities that you claim that, like what the lady in Chicago said, you know, the head of the school system said that this is a black city and it doesn't belong to white people. It belongs to the black people and it's a black city. Okay, now if a white person said, hey, Alabama, Tuscaloosa, or somewhere like that belongs to the white folks. It don't belong to the black folks. Oh, my goodness. it's just like the thing about, we got to change the name from Redskins or from the Indians to something else. You know, this is the name that when I call and say bleeding heart liberal, that's what that means. That's a bleeding heart liberal.
I agree with you. No, seriously. I mean, you look at what's going on out there, right, in the different towns and different cities or what have you. It's always the bad white guy. And it doesn't, you know, now it's not even the black community only. Now the LGBTQABC community, the Hispanic community, all of those, the white person doesn't deserve any part of, doesn't deserve to be recognized by. It's just amazing to me. It never stops with these people. Right.
Well, I say that's because what it is liberalism is a sickness, and it will always be a sickness because we have a level of people that have the IQ of a turnip, and this is what we get when you have people that run with silly ideas and they claim that they're not biased or whatever like that. I.e. Chucky Booker blowing up about President Trump calling places assholes. Well, they are. It's just the people that, why do you think they're here? Why do you think the people from Haiti or from these other countries are here? And I mean, and until we educate and continue, that's why I say the grassroots movement is to reach people, that the young people, and reach the people that are basically, I'm not going to say dumb or stupid. I'm going to be nice tonight. I'm going to say you're ignorant and unintelligent of what exactly, that's the ignorant voter. That's who the people that put Barack Obama in office are the ignorant voter and the people that are based on trendy and being popular. Not because of their merit, driving me my truck on a Saturday afternoon in July.
Well, that's part of it. That's the part that bothers me too. It's almost like we no longer can choose or decide to choose the best person for the job. Now what it has to be is it's either going to be a black person or a Hispanic person or a woman or an LGBTQ ABCDEFG. It's like can we just get the best person for the job? Why is that so hard? Do you know what I'm saying?
Because it's not political. That's why. It's pretty simple. It's a pretty simple equation. It's as old as the crucifixion. It's called reverse racism. And it's called that the fact that we don't want to be patriotic not unless you can say that a grown man dressed up like a woman can go into the bathroom with my son or daughter or whatever. And you know, we don't know who you are. You don't know what side of the street you are. I'm sorry. It is what it is. And as long as we allow to have immoral people like that, because it is immoral, I'm sorry, it is, to all of you in the Fillmore district up there in California, up there in San Francisco, it is what it is.
Oh, I mean, listen, as a veteran, okay, as one who served your country, how did you feel about the comments of that teacher? Are you there?
What?
Have you popped a vein?
No. Actually, this is no more better than the guys coming home from Vietnam. This is no more better than the people coming home from Vietnam and being spit on and called baby killers and everything else. You know, when you take up the job of being a soldier in this country, you have to understand that our political leaders send us maybe to do things sometimes that we don't want to do, but we know there's a reason behind it. The thing of it is, as a soldier, you go and you do your job. It's not that you have to be a zombie or whatever like this. And then everyone has their own opinion.
We got to go for a quick break. You can pick up the zombie comment right after it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Corey Duncan is still with us after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft.
I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Corey Duncan joins us, as he does every week, to kind of, you know, talk about what's going on, well, the issues of the day and what's happening. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure, Joe. Thank you for allowing me to come on and give my commentary.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't have anybody else do it. Seriously, I enjoy having you on, and I love the fact that you don't know even how to spell filter, let alone have one. So that's always good.
Exactly.
So before we went to break, you had said something about you have an announcement you need to make, and I jokingly said you're buying the rights to the Real Side with Joe Messina, and I'm good with that. We take cash, gold, and, well, maybe Bitcoin. I don't know. But anyhow, so what's happening with you?
Well, I don't know. I've been known to have a couple of oil wells in Texas. But anyway. In all seriousness, today, early on my show, Straight Talk, at 7 o'clock, I announced, and I'm going to make another formal announcement. On the Real Time with Joe Messina show, I have been holding a secret for the last couple of weeks, three or four weeks. Well, I've been in.
You held it a secret from me? For me?
Yeah. I even held it from you, Joe.
You're pregnant.
I was approached by three or four prominent businessmen in Baltimore City that are conservatives. I think personally, two of them are undercover conservatives about running for mayor of Baltimore City.
You?
I have not made a decision yet. Yes.
Wow.
I have not made a decision yet. I'm going to talk with my family this weekend. I might fly to Texas and sit down and talk to my younger sons about that. Because everyone knows that how I feel about my children. I want to see my sons play their college ball down at the U down in Miami. And, you know, I had to do a serious thinking. But what I will say is this: I'm humble by the full bit. I won't answer who they are, but they say they've been watching my videos. They've heard me on your show, Joe. I owe a lot of credit to you because you are you are the first person that allowed me to speak on your show candidly, and I thank you. And I owe a big gratitude to you and Tammy. and everyone else that has supported me and supported you and supported any broadcaster or podcaster. But I have not made my decision yet. I'll make my I have 2 weeks to make my decision. But lo and behold, if I do, there's politics, and I'm quite sure there's some people in here that are affiliated with some radio stations. The conservative radio stations, the WCBM in Baltimore, and I'm quite sure I'm going to get a phone call from a lot of people because I've been getting a lot of text messages. But my favorite is that we need leadership and a different type of leadership in these cities. Whether I win or lose, I don't care because guess what? Someone asked me to run, and if other people feel as though that they want to put me in that situation to run to try to change the landscape of what's going on in these cities after these Democrats, after these libs have run into the ground. Take a shot at me, do whatever you want, but guess what? I don't know anything about Chicago but what I read and what I hear. But Baltimore I know full well about. And one of my first things is the rule of law and order. They're running rampant, they're killing each other day and night, and it can't be stopped. Do you know what the one way of stopping it? Allowing the police in all of these cities, including this city, to be police officers and law enforcement officers instead of politicians. Second, let's get our schools back in order. Third, fire everyone in City Hall. Then I can bring my people in because I will surround myself just like President Trump did with the best and the brightest. Because that's the only way that you're going to get it. Not only about nobody that's politically driven, but at least have some morality and understand that writing blank checks and turning your blind eye and playing a race card. So I guess me and Miss Mosby won't be the best of friends. Because guess what? I'm going to hold her accountable also. Miss Black Power 2015 or 16, whichever it is.
Wow. You know,
that's probably
made a whole bunch of people shudder when you said that, because you know, one of the reasons I brought you on was, if you recall, I was doing a rant on that black woman that slapped her kid in the head.
Right.
Remember all of that? And I said, this is crazy. And they think that the only reason we care, you know, the white guys, it's because we saw a black person get beat up on TV and it was okay. No, it was great to see a mother take control of her son. Not a black mother take control of her black son, but a mother take care of her son. She left work and went and took care of her son. And I thought that was wonderful. And you got on, you start talking about CVS, and they were burning down CVS, and they wonder why they won't. I mean, you were telling the truth. A black person talking about the black community in a real way, and how you didn't subscribe to all of that. That's why I brought you on.
Well, I thank you for allowing me to come on and give another perspective of what the news is, besides hearing it from one person's mouth, who definitely has another motive about it. My whole thing was, when I first came on the show, I wanted to get my start at least somewhere, and you allowed it, and I owe you a lot. I just at a loss for words, because for them to approach me and to them to hit on your show and also see my videos, and I thank everyone that shared my videos, because that's how they got a chance to see it. And they was like, hey, that's the guy right there. That can turn it all around.
So,
but you know what, though? The main thing is, Joe, it's about the American dream. And in most black families in most of these cities, the American dream is dead because it's told by people like Elijah Cummings, Maxine Waters. The list goes on and on that it's not achievable because the white man is going to stop you.
So do you
and
think,
the only
hey,
way
hey,
is to achieve
you think
Elijah, the race card.
You think Elijah Cummings in Baltimore tonight because he's not at the, I mean, of course he's with his people, right?
Yeah, Elijah Cummings is somewhere probably counting his money in his district. That's what he's doing. But guess what? If I choose to run, I'm gonna run just as hard as anyone else has ever ran. Because you know what? I already know they're gonna throw the stick at me. But guess what? I got behind me, God, country, and my family, and the true friends and the true conservatives to understand what the American dream about is about, and not to be shuttered by color, or to be shuttered by somebody with a negative personality about this country. If you don't like this country, leave. If you love it and claim that you love it, act like you do. Stop acting like you don't.
They say that there's 400 and some odd flights that leave every day to go to a different country. I mean, you're not stuck here. We don't shoot people for leaving. Matter of fact, in some cases, we would help you move along. You know, you brought up Chicago earlier, and let me see, last weekend, on Saturday, 2 were killed, 17 were shot, okay? So 19, in a city that has no guns, I mean, in a city that has no guns, 17 people were shot. And listen, I'm not laughing at the people that were shot, you know that. And I'm not laughing at the 2 were killed on Saturday. I'm laughing at the idiots that you keep voting in to run your city that allow your people to be massacred. And then from Sunday night to Monday, 6 were killed and 22 were shot. So until you guys decide to grow up and decide to be human beings, to really care about your community, stop voting in these boneheads. They don't care about you. Do you understand? And listen, forget that it's the white guys saying it. Corey, they don't care about them, do they?
No, they don't. I've spoken before about this. Even on my show earlier, I've spoken that the fact that you're a political prostitute, every 4 years, you're told that the good chip lollipop is what is coming, and that you should get on it or whatever. And then you know, it's almost like Lucy in the football. You know, they hold the football, you run, vote them in, and then you still get screwed. And then it's like the same thing that continues to get played out all the time. That's Whitey's fault. No, it's Trump's fault. No, it's Bush's fault. But it's never Obama's fault. What did Obama do for you? And most middle class people that I ask that question to, they tell me that they wasn't too happy about him after he got in office. And right. I said, what, did you think it was going to change because of the color of his skin? Hey, look, the swamp is a swamp, man. Until we start putting people in these positions, i.e. myself, or i.e. Joe, or i.e. Adam Hagel, or i.e. other people, to put them in these positions or whatever, to take and start getting the regular bandit politician that used to be an attorney or whatever, and turn politicians to be, this is like the piece. If you somebody is all Texas slang.
We got to go for a break. You're going to have to take a breath.
You got to
go for a break.
And what that means is, stop picking the same people.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. I'll just leave him yelling in the background. We'll be back in a minute with Corey Duncan.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time you spend, whether you're on the air, in the chat room, texting me, tweeting me, sending me emails. I don't care. I just want you involved. Seriously. I want you involved in the conversation. I want you to hear the different things that are going on. Maybe you catch something the guest says that I don't know. I didn't know. Or that I totally missed. Seriously. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. You can get involved in the conversation. There's a boatload of stuff going on up there on the website. And even give me, once you give me an email address, I send out an email every week. I tell you who's going to be on the show, kind of topics we're going to be discussing and such. And you know what? You get involved, you get involved. You don't get involved, you don't get involved. There's not much I can do about it. But I always enjoy having Corey Duncan on with me. We have a good time when he's on. And yes, as I like the joke, but it's real, he has no filter. And that's what I like about him. He has no filter. It's really that simple for me. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear, and thank you for having me.
I'm looking at him. What? No? Why not?
Because they lost their families due to...
Oh, okay. Due to what?
illegal immigrants.
Illegal immigrants committed crimes? Wow. That's amazing. Didn't know that. That's terrible.
It is. It's quite amazing.
Right. Well, we got to let more in. Seriously. Because the crime rate will go down. See, if you have 1,000 of them in, and don't even get me going. Anyhow, I'm trying to use California logic on this. It's just not working out for me. You know what I'm saying? So, anyhow. Yeah, but it's, you know what? We need to see more of this. We need to see more of these families. I want the Dems not to change anything. I want them to stay the way they've been the last year for the next 20 years. I want them to talk about how we need more legal immigrants. I want them to talk about and allow the killer of Kate Steinle to go free when they would have never allowed a white guy, yes, you heard me, a white man to go free doing the same thing. He would have at least been put in jail for illegally having a gun in San Francisco. This guy wasn't even put in jail for that. So, yes, they don't care about you. They could care less about the average American citizen because now a lot of us, or a lot of people, are no longer voting for them. But illegals will do it. Just like they're doing in California. Illegals will do it. Not a problem. Right, Corey?
Exactly. I mean, that's why they made up the thing, sanctuary cities, because they, you know, my whole thing of this, if they, you know, I'm going to quote a congressman the other day, and he said, well, you know, if they're so into and so... Want immigration reform so these people can stay and come out of hiding. You're never going to find all of them. That's my whole thing, because so many of them came in during the Obama administration when they were in. So you know, you're not going to get all of them. And they know that, too. And they know that there's ones that are here. They allow them to vote, and they're not saying anything. And that's where most of the high voting of the illegal immigrants come. And sanctuary, who's voting or whatever like that. So that's called, if where I come from and what I know about, that's called the illegal voting. So, you know, it's voter fraud.
Yep.
But, you know, as long as that's why I say you're absolutely correct. They don't want it to change. They want it to stay exactly the way it is.
Well, you know, what did I tell you? Crud. I had it right on the tip of my tongue. Oh, there was, and I didn't run with the story, and I don't remember why I didn't run with it, but there was just a report, and it was a black entertainer who was proud of the fact that in New York City, last year in 2017, that there were now more black babies being aborted than were being born. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, does she hear what she's saying? I mean, does she really understand what she's saying? That Planned Parenthood and the Democrats who support Planned Parenthood are celebrating the fact that they're killing black people. I'm confused. Help me understand.
No, I'm with you. I can't understand either. I mean, it all sounds like the Saturday morning cartoons, because, I mean, you know, it's like in the same breath, Oprah Winfrey said that same thing that with Bill Blake, Gates and his wife. You know, it's okay for black children to have AIDS in Africa. You know, basically population reduction. But so my thing is that Planned Parenthood is no more different. Or whatever. You know, people, you know, I don't understand how it is that the liberals just continue on to people sit and listen to this crap for years and years and years and years and don't say anything about it because of skin color. Now, you know, I could imagine, I could not believe that if a Republican or a conservative, I mean, just think, man. I mean, it's unreal. It's hypocritical for people to take and sit up and do certain things, and then you wonder why the situation and the level of hypocrisy and things are the same way in a lot of these cities, is because people have set up and they have allowed these Democrats and these socialists to come in with these silly ideas and then to sit up and say it's a white man's fault. But you're talking about killing innocent. I mean, it's mind boggling. It's really, I have no answer for it. The only thing I can tell you is that liberalism is a sickness.
Yeah. I looked at this stuff, and the woman actually said that black folks have a harder time than other groups. Okay? They're in a different place economically. They're in a different place, you know, socially. And for them to bring another baby into the world and would just be an economic and a life hardship. And I'm thinking, there are other ways to make sure you don't have kids. Or would
right,
that be
exactly.
too much to ask?
How about being responsible? How about teaching? How about, and as I said on my show earlier, it starts at home with the mom and the dad. First, the mom and the dad, you know, everybody that wears a pair of pants and everybody that wears a skirt is not a man or a woman mentally or physically enough to be raising a child. That's what the problem is in this country, is that nobody has any morality, and Hollywood teaches nothing but sex, money, and power, and embrace immoral people that you know, hey, look, I'm not on here to take and say what's right and what's wrong, but you got to remember, and I said it earlier on my show, you reap what you sow. So you got to better know when you leave this world and you go before the Almighty to be judged, he going to play all of that back and ask you, don't worry, he's not going to ask you, he's going to send you somewhere.
Well, listen,
real
high. They really believe that they do God's work. They really believe that abortion is a blessing of God. They really believe this stuff, and that we as Republicans or conservatives as a whole actually do the devil's work. I mean, I don't know how I couldn't look it. I have never been able to smoke enough crack for have that make sense. You know?
Me neither. And if they do, I want to know where they're getting their crack from. You know?
It just never stops. This lunacy, how they take the basics of life, the basics of real and wrong, right and wrong, and they spin that around in such a fashion where I think I spend more time trying to decide what did they really mean and how did they get there in rather than actually knowing how they got there. I don't know.
What I'll say is this real quick, and I'll say this. Somebody said to me, because, you know, I'm starting to get a little popularity because I'm starting to get more hate mail from the black folks.
You.
But here it is. Somebody sent me the fact that the American dream is not alive in the black family. I said, really? Well, that is alive in my family. And they said, well, how is it alive in your family? I said, you want to know how it's alive? It's because they've been taught from the womb and taught that the American dream is alive if you take and work hard. And if you continue to listen to your mom and your dad and let them guide you. The thing of it is that I said, you know what it is? The black family is a broken family because they're more worried about color and we're worried about blaming the white man and this and that. I've had more black people stab me in the back in the last 10 years ever than any white person has ever done to me. So let me tell you, it's alive. You have to not dream it. But go after it and get it, because opportunity does not knock at the door.
No, you do. You have to go after it. All right, so we've got less than a minute left. I want you to tell people where they can find you, how they can see your videos that you're putting out there, the fact that you actually do own a tie. I was quite impressed. And where they can actually find it.
Well, what I'll say is this. You can reach me at Corey Prince Duncan on Twitter, Corey Black Conservative on Facebook. Hit me up. I'm on everyone's page. And thank you for supporting me. And I'll let you guys know in 2 weeks whether I'm going to make that run or not or whatever. And Joe, keep your night job because you're a poor comedian. Okay?
Well, we may meet up. Yeah, she needs more than luck, buddy. You and I may meet up at CPAC. We'll see what happens. I'm going to drag your butt down there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just so we can get a picture together. I want them to see Beauty and the Beast together so that they get a real feel for what's going on. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on, Corey. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Hey, everybody. We're going to talk about the president. We're going to talk about the speech. He might still be going. I don't know. He may be here for another hour or two. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.